Brad, you done now?
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand. On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Oh, man.
It's been so long.
Y'all forget how to do it?
Where am I?
You're a brown shirt. This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. That is
Brad
DJ Motai.
Had to remind us how Motai is.
Talk about it. Y'all have been excommunicated from my life.
On demand.
I'll be honest with you. When y'all walked in, I was like, man, Monty's in this red-ass hat, and Motai's got some Magna Life earrings on. I was like, I'm not about this life anymore. I've decided I'm replacing it.
Your hair's like all messed up.
Hey, right now, I didn't put anything in it. I got to go home after this, get prepared to go to Hitchcock, Texas.
Brad's outfit doesn't make sense today.
Bro.
At all.
Look, it's like 60 degrees
he has
outside.
On loafers with a sweatshirt
and
shorts.
And some red, like, you know, this is like the big red gum, like after it's been chewed is the color that I'm wearing right now.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But you know what I'm talking about, though, is the thing. Stocks feels me. Stocks is our guest today. Welcome, Stocks, to the building.
What's going on? How you feel?
Good. It's a big day for you, man. It's the day before.
Ignatz.
The day before your project comes out. Long awaited.
Ignatz.
Long.
That means I need to post a picture tonight with your shirt on, with my goodies you gave me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, Stocks brought goodies to the thing. You know what? You're a considerate rapper. Most people just bring, like, mixtapes or something, so you
those.
Can just plop
I
them down.
James's.
Yeah, so, you know, they just bring, like, a stack of mixtapes, like 40 mixtapes. I'm like, how many people do you think come through the studio who are going to grab these?
There's a lot of people coming through here.
Yeah, but not people who are just like, let me pick up this huge stack of mixtapes.
I mean, you get some notable interviews. People might be like, man, I might get on if they pick up my CD.
Well, thanks for bigging me up. But but how's it going, man? I mean, it's the day before the day.
I'm stoked. I've been waiting forever. Because, you know, we had a little primary situations going on with labels and stuff, but they were kind of taking too long. So.
What was going on there?
Deals, but, you know, I was just kind of waiting because I wanted to see. You know, I want to get a deal where I'm celebrated instead of tolerated. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
exactly.
Talk about it.
I'm not really worried about a deal like that. I mean, if the people are rocking with me and they rock with the music, we're going to make stuff move either way.
Exactly. So, don't ever settle, Stocks.
Yeah, I'm not settling. Exactly. I'm good.
Oh, that was good, though. Don't tolerate. I want to be celebrated, not
most
tolerate.
Definitely. I mean, you look at no shots and no reason to make mess, but, you know, like Drake and Tyga, for example. Like, Drake got signed to Young Money how many years after Tyga? And how many more albums did Drake get? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a celebration.
But then you have to think about skill.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Either you're going to be celebrated or tolerated. But, yeah, I'm not bringing the skill.
Hey, don't hate on Tyga.
I fuck with Tyga.
He's partially Vietnamese.
You want to know what something's really funny?
This bitch is Black China.
It's Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true. Damn.
Even better.
What? Even better. She's 17 years old.
What people don't understand,
she grown as hell,
she's 17, but look at her lifestyle. You think she's going to date a 17-year-old kid?
Not at all.
I think that makes sense. All right?
Because okay, she's well, she 17. Needs to go date Justin Bieber then.
Yeah, she
type
needs to be
shit.
On, like, you know, the little...
But then, you know... I mean, look who she's raised by. I mean, no offense, but...
Whores.
I mean... Not whores. I think she just didn't... I just don't think they're strict about who she dates.
Yeah, I mean, they got money. It's different, you know?
No, it's not different. To me, it's like your 17-year-old daughter doesn't need to be dating a rapper.
It shouldn't be different, but...
An older, much older baby mama's a stripper rapper.
Hey...
That's just the way it is.
Maybe she's trying to change Tyga. I don't know.
What I wanted to say that was funny, and like I said, I'm just a reporter of the facts. All right, I'm not taking any shots. But on the Kardashians have some new spinoff reality show of like the Courtney and they take the Hamptons or something like that, right?
Right.
And in the show, Tyga's in the show. Tyga's on the Kardashian show. But what's funny about it is they didn't when they showed him, they didn't say like Tyga. you know, platinum selling artist or recording artist or something.
Oh, it did, like they, the little label that comes
up. Yeah, it said Tyga, Scott's friend.
What?
Wow, they discredited him a little bit.
It said Tyga, Scott's friend. And I'm like, wow. Oh, man. That's if sad. I'm Tyga, I'm so pissed off right now.
Shout out to Tyga. I rock with Tyga.
Yeah, Tyga, I like Tyga.
Tyga is dope, but he got Scott's friended on the show. But anyway, okay. We're not talking about them. We're talking about you. Talk
right,
about
right, right, right.
Ignorance is out. Now, last project you put out was Miles Deep.
Miles Deep, yeah.
Which was like 2 years ago.
August 7, 2012.
So more than 2 years ago. And on the end of it, you were like, Ignorance and Bliss is coming soon, right? Right. So at the time, that was like a concept album, right? Ignorance and Bliss. Was it a conjoined thing? Explain it to the peeps. That's what I call my fans. Not the peeps.
Yeah, the peeps, you know. The
investors. Shout out to the peeps.
Man, I don't even know if I should say all this. But well, it started off as Ignorance and Bliss, and I was putting them together as a whole project. You know, me and you were actually working on it together. And then,
you know, I had a little executive producer credit.
Brad Gilmore helps me out.
You know what I'm saying? Then, I was there.
And then,
talk about it.
I decided to just kind of cut it in half and extend, make two EPs instead of an LP. Oops, I just said what I wasn't supposed to say. But it's all good. You know, we'll still have some more surprises for Bliss in the future.
So there is going to be a follow-up.
There's definitely going to be a Bliss.
It's going to be Bliss.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, but this is Ignorance. So it's a concept record, though, right? Like, yeah. It is a concept. It's supposed to be all kind of ignorant things.
The whole shit is ignorant. I mean, like, it's not your usual Stox music. Like, you know, because if you look back to the Breathing Room days and all that, I mean, like, you know, I can still rap. Don't get me fucked up. Yeah. But it's like, you know,
don't get
on this music, it's more just kind of turn up. I mean, I was in a mode where I wanted to raise up and do some more performances where they had higher energy and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I'm targeting the music, like the ignorance music to the people, because right now it's what we have in rap. It's like a lot of that trap and all this and that. So people want to hear that. So I'm going to let them hear that, but I also put my message in between with it. You know what I'm saying? With the skits and everything. So I got my message across, too, to those people that usually probably wouldn't get that lesson that I got.
But why even do it? Like, if you're saying, like, this is what everyone's doing, right, why even hop on the bandwagon?
Because you have to step in someone's playing field for them to relate to you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to respect you if you can't stand on the same ground they can and deal with the same things they can.
So you're saying, in a sense, like,
it's still me. It's still not. It's not what everybody else is doing. It's still a new sound. You feel? Mm-hmm. But it's just it's more relatable to that crowd, and I put something in it to put something into their head in the long run.
But let me ask you this: so is it like, though? Because in a sense, what you're saying is you're a star athlete, right?
Right.
You're LeBron James, right?
Okay. I rock LeBron's.
And but you're LeBron James who's still playing for the Heat. In a sense, because it's the familiar team, it's the championship
trying to get the
team.
Ring. Yeah.
Everyone's doing this, right? But why not be LeBron James going back to Cleveland trying to make that the team? Why not make your own style the team? Why play on the same court with established players and a championship team?
I wouldn't.
See what I'm saying?
I wouldn't even say I'm playing on the same court as established players. I would say they're playing their game, I'm playing mine. I'm in my own league. I'm doing my own thing.
There's levels to this.
I mean, because I can make the ignorant shit they make when I'm asleep, and I could do the shit I'm doing, you know, and I don't think they're probably able to do that, because I can do a mix of the real rap and the ignorance put together.
But they can just do the one. They're just ignorant.
Ignorant. With an E.
With an E. Ignorant. So talk about, like, what's been going on to get to this moment, because, like I said, it's been 2 years. I think that's the longest in your history you ever gone without putting out anything. Well, you did put out the single "Betcha Bitch Love It" with Ray P.
Is that on Ignorance?
It is on Ignorance.
It is on Ignorance.
I love that song.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the song. So, okay, but what was the process getting here? Why taking 2 years, and then why taking 2 years, and then why split it up into the two parts?
I had to do some soul searching, man.
What do you mean?
Keep it solid. I mean, I was like,
because I thought Miles Deep was a very self-aware project.
It was. It definitely was. But, you know, around that time, like, you know, during that time when I was creating Miles Deep, my aunt was going through hospice and everything. I know you were there. You saw how that was going. I was driving her back and forth to the hospital all the time and everything like that. And then when I went out to L.A. to get the final mixes and everything, get it finished, then, you know, my aunt passed and I had to leave and we pushed the date back and all that. I talked about it on Seen It All remix. And I mean, after that, I kind of, you know, I was feeling really uneasy about the music, you know, because it's like, I felt like, damn, I really left my aunt to pass at my house when I was out doing that, you know, which wasn't wrong. But at the same time, I felt bad about it and I went to a low with it. You know what I'm saying? So at a point, I just kind of didn't want to create for a minute. Like, I was still working on stuff individually, like here and there, but I wasn't really trying to produce anything to give out because I wasn't steady with myself yet. I didn't want to leave without being ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You just didn't want, yeah. I see what you're saying, but I mean, but at the same time, but then you discovered, you know, the Bet Your Bitch Love It song, right? You created that. Was that the spark that kind of ignited the flame to saying, all right, let's get this done?
Yeah, Brodini had set me down and was talking to me about it. He was like, "Yo, I understand the sounds you've had before. You know, I rock with it. It's cool and everything." But he was like, "Over here, we're gonna make something different for you." He was like, "You know, I want to see you do some of this type of stuff." You know, my management had been trying to get me to get on those kind of records and stuff, but he was like, "Yo, try some of this shit out. Let's see how it works." And, you know, put it out and probably got one of my best responses on one of my records with that.
Well, yeah, you put it out, and, you know, Ray P, who's definitely established in that style of music. Yeah,
shout out to Ray P.
Shout out to Ray P. And,
very cool
dude. And but, okay, so he puts it out, but to me, when that song came out, I remember talking to our mutual friend, Ken Worthy, Just Worthy,
right,
and us being like, man, this doesn't sound like any stock stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it was cool. I was like, this is cool for what's going on, but this doesn't sound like stock. Did you get a lot of criticism from your day one guys?
I caught some flack from the day ones, for sure.
Yeah.
But also, at the same time, my day ones aren't mad when they see me shine at the end of the day, you know? But they know I can still make the other music, and we're working on that, too.
So do you think, though, ignorance is going to have enough diversity in it to where everybody in your day one, like, breathing room, even Wall Street
Woo.
People, you know, are they going to be rocking with ignorance?
I think if they've been with me seeing my growth throughout time, I think they should rock with me. And if not, I'm just going to gather a new fan base. And more people are going to come for different reasons. And they might stay, they might not, you know?
Did you find that when you put out Bet Your Bitch Love It and it started getting traction and getting plays and clubs and DJs like Mo Tai or other notable DJs I know spinning it and stuff like that, did you feel like that got you a whole new audience that the music you were currently creating at the time didn't get reached to?
It did, exactly. That's the thing, you know, because the bliss is still, like, when the bliss comes, it's still for those people that were rocking with me on Breathing Room and everything like that, because don't think it's gone. Mm-hmm. But the ignorance is to cater to that crowd as well. Because, you know, I saw what my music could do for people in a club atmosphere or, like, in a party atmosphere to where it just makes them feel good. And, you know, I kind of got to the point where I want to make music that gives people a positive energy. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny that you bring up positive energy because you were talking about the whole Drake and Tyga thing.
Right.
And that's two people, like, on the same team that are really Tyga sent the shots, right? It was Tyga kind of sending shots toward Drake about whatever, like, I don't rock with Drake and stuff like that. And, you know, we talked about it, you know, recently on the show of, like, where there's been conflicts within the city, right? Notable people within the city conflicting with one another. But you're talking about positive energy. Do you entertain anything like that when there's beef or someone coming at you? Do you address it at all? Because I know there's been some discrepancies, like, kind of behind the scenes that you've had with other artists.
Yeah.
But you kind of keep it. You seem like you don't let it affect you on a public forum.
Nah, you can't. I mean, because if I do that, that's free promo. You know what I'm saying? And just honestly, to me, I'm not a confrontational dude. Like, I believe there's enough out here for everybody. And what I want to see everybody shine. So when I see two brothers fighting each other, especially after they just took a pledge to be good to each other, I don't like to see that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not indulging in that. I'm not the kind of dude that's going to come up on your block and shoot you. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say I never would because I've never been pushed to that extent. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, my initial thought is I don't support that, you know?
So, but you're all about, like, there's enough out there.
It's plenty.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah, there's plenty of lanes. How many lanes is it on fucking 59?
I don't know, man. With all the construction they do on 59, you never know how many lanes you have. But I just find that interesting that it's just, like, people definitely want to – think about this. If one of those guys were to drop a record where it's just bars, right, and it's dope, a few people are going to hear and be like, man, that's dope. But if they mention a name, I mean, we're going back to Kendrick Lamar Control, right? Mm-hmm. When they mention the name, it becomes the biggest thing in the world.
Hey, you mentioned my name. I love it. Because to me, that means I'm on your fucking mind every day. and that means that you had to think about me and put me in that list. They should be honored that Kendrick Lamar dropped their names in that list, because that means that they're on his radar.
Exactly. That means he's
acknowledging your greatness.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for me, like, you know, I can't say like I don't feel some type of way about some other rappers here and there, but I know that's out of a, you know, if it's like that's out of a love at the same time, you know what
I'm
saying?
In reality, he has respect for them.
Exactly. It's like I'm only going to feel threatened by somebody that I have a lot of respect for. I'm like, okay, they're coming for my neck, but it's not a thing like I hate you. It's a friendly competition to me. You know what I'm saying? True. I like it.
But do you think though there is an aspect of that in your music already, of competition? Like you are competing in a sense with everybody else, yeah, in your general vicinity. Do you think that comes out in your music? Like, yeah, listen to this, man. You know, I'm just telling it like it, yeah, is.
I mean, yeah. Shit. If I don't say it, the people got to speak for me. You know what I'm saying?
Any particular song on Ignorance that would count for that? Do you think it's like kind of, I'm not directed at anybody in particular, but I'm saying generally directed to where I'm trying to pull up the track list now. Generally directed at some at a general population, you know what I'm saying? Of like, yeah, I'm better than y'all.
I don't never like to do that. I'm better than y'all, but you know, I bet your bitch love it if you're hating. You know what I'm saying?
So how many total tracks are on the album? Because I know I have a different listing than you.
You know, I know I know we drop tomorrow, but it's 6 or 7.
6 or 7. Depends on how I'm feeling when I wake up.
Exactly, type shit. So you know.
Okay, well, let me read off a couple. Is that fine?
Let's do it.
L.A. Freestyle, right. Produced by Renee.
Renee, my man, out
so
of Cali.
So, what's that about?
I was in L.A. in May, and Renee had actually came through. I've been working with Renee.
I was in L.A. in May with Renee. Did you really just do that?
I didn't mean to do that. Yeah, so, like, me and Renee had been working since, like, maybe breathing room times, and I had never met him before, but we worked through online, and then when I had got to L.A., I went and picked him up from the bus station. He came down from Bakersfield. And we knocked out like 4 records in like 2 hours. And that was one of them. He actually played that beat. And I was just like, yo, fuck it. Throw it in. Like, you know, he just went and put it in the Pro Tools session. I went and freestyled the whole record. One take. Didn't go back on it at all. You can even hear my stumbles on the shit. Like, I just went in. I didn't care.
So why put that on your project, though? If it's like just a freestyle and you're just stumbling across it. But, I mean, it's dope. But why put it on there?
I like the energy. And a lot of people I played it for really liked the energy. It turned them up. Like, it's the first time I played it, they just start jumping and shit. I was like, oh, yeah, it's tight. Cool.
This is the record.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was effortless. Like, you know, I really just went in and did the shit and just was like, cool. It's not even mixed.
It's not even mixed?
No, it's not mixed at all. It's just on there.
That's ignorant.
Ignorant as fuck.
Hella ignorant, because I like, wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Well, I mean, but I'm just trying to think of, like, a freestyle. So is this an album, an EP, a mixtape? What is it exactly? Because you have freestyles on there, you have, you know, all kinds of stuff. I mean,
EP.
Features. It's an EP.
EP.
How many songs on there?
6 or 7.
Yeah, that is an EP. Yeah.
6 or 7.
For sure.
Well, but you know, like back in the day, like an 8-track album, that was an album. Yeah. If you had 8 songs, yeah, that was an album.
That's why I'm trying to stay under 7.
But mixtapes. Mixtapes generally have like 15. Yeah.
Which
to 15.
Is just too much.
That's too many.
Breathing Room had 15. Miles Deep had 14.
Too much.
This time, 6.
7.
But you know, I'm in a lane
that's
right now.
That's perfect because people can get the point.
Yeah, I want them to digest the music and then go back and listen again.
Right.
Instead of listening one time, be like, damn, I got to wait a month before I go listen to that.
Right.
Yeah.
Because when there's too many songs, sometimes people just kind of like,
you skim
it's like
through.
Skim through. Yeah, they don't actually listen to
I don't
each
think
song.
Any album should have more than 12 songs.
No, it shouldn't. Yeah, you should be able to get your point across. Like, it's the same thing as like
it
a college
have
essay.
Less, but it like no more than 12.
I agree less.
No more.
Say 10.
Yeah, 10 is like, perfect. That's the new like album standard.
10's the new number.
For sure.
You know, Yeezus, the Timberlake album. I mean, everything's 10. Yeah. You know, we want 10 records. I think that's like enough to
that's
where,
enough.
Where you can get at least your point across. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 10.
10.
Yes.
Right? All right, cool. Well, with that being said, we're actually going to play a little Stocks music right now on the show. We're going to get through the whole project today. DJ Motai is going to mix us through the whole thing.
I was definitely going to ask if he's going to play this.
Motai's got to play it. So we're going to play that and come back here on the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
Who's that knocking on my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? They knocking on the block and brought them to my door. I said, who's that knocking on my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door?
They knocking on the block and brought them to my door. I hear knuckles on my hardwood. You got your knuckles round some hardwood. Quick snatch. Young nigga, mama in the kitchen whipping pancakes with the chicken for dinner. Invite the family. I did not invite no popo to my door. So tell me why you here. No, no, you got to go. Here's some things in life that you ain't got to know. And without a warrant, then you won't know for sure. No, not knocking at my door.
And this motherfucker's been here from
Thursday. No, they not knocking at my door. No, no, they not knocking at my door. They knocking on the block and brought them cops to my door. I see them when they pulling up. Change vehicle paint, but hell nah, they ain't fooling us.
One, two, three.
They ain't fooling us. Serve and protect, but that ain't what they do for us.
Ain't nothing better than a fool and a hundreds. I'm just being cool, but to you, this is stunting. My mama told me when I was just a youngin'.
What she said?
Boy, these hoes, they only want you for your money. She only want me for my money. But she ain't get no money from me. She only want me for my money. But she ain't get no money from me. Mama, let me upgrade you, grade you. You in the background now, let me upstage you. Come on. They brought me 20 different bottles. Okay, somebody go find me 20 different models. I got enough room for you, your friends, and her sisters. I just hope that all of y'all play Naked Twister. I got the steak knife and food up in the kitchen. And y'all can stay the night as long as nothing come up missing. With missionary finished, girl, I'm back up on my mission. You could be my secret lover or I love you from a distance. She got body like a stripper. I told her send a picture. She sent a PDF. That's that pole dance of fitness.
Ain't nothing better than a fool and a honey. I'm just being cool, but to you, this is stunning.
Can't you see my potential? Rolling presidential, bulletproof the windows, keep it confidential. About to touch the world, do you know what you in for? You around, but you ain't in, though. Watch how you spread your info. Rock bottles for the models, but no, I don't share my endo. Puffing that pretendo, my bitch look like she info. Your girl gave me mouth now, she coincidental. This is the beginning, but nigga, I see no end, no. Yo, nigga. Yo, nigga. Yo, nigga.
I know you heard about
us. Yo, niggas.
I know you heard about us.
Yo, niggas.
I know you heard about us.
Yo, niggas. Clear the way, here come them young niggas. Don't you see my credentials? Cribs is monumental. When we keep it simple, Ben's what we get into. I'm on all this OG. Ain't shit about to turn me down. This shit hit so loud that you can smell me in the laundry out. Grind hard, forget to sleep. If you don't cook, you don't get to eat. Oldest, that's my fucking team. It be like that till I forget to breathe. Mama say she miss me and I seen her yesterday. Yeah. Just taking steps to take steps to take steps. I'm ducking four divas in Adidas, pushing gas in the four-door, 6-liter, 8 V's, 10 G's of the Chiba. Vroom, vroom, I'm a speeder, shooting for the buzzer, I'ma bust it, I'ma beat ya. You see me from the bleachers, they say seeing's believing, so I kick him the leg like Chauncey Billups, leave him grieving. I see her as fresh Sin City, she from the Sin City. She thirsty and I'm fresh water, word to Ken Griffey. She a 9, but she worth 10 stiffies. Desire 50-50, ladies rub your titties if you with me. Hide your bitch shit. It's real, my nigga. Ladies love Cool J, but they feel Stockzilla. Grip the wheel, keep it still for the people. Peel off in the night, this is often in sight. Getting lost in your eyes, just let me feel with you. I'm still Zilla, but tonight, real figure.
I got a bad bitch in the caddy, butt naked. Rolling up, and she gon' blow me. She gon' blow me. She gon' blow me.
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. That was some ignorance. Some real ignorance.
Ignorance.
Oh. Ignorance.
Boy.
Boy. By Stockzilla.
Wow.
OTOS on Twitter. You have a lot of tweets, man.
Yeah, you know, I like Twitter.
You have 100,000 tweets.
I tried to delete them before, but I guess they didn't go away.
You have so 100, you can't just select them. Just select, like, or
that would take so long.
Oh, well, yes.
I mean, you gotta do it individually anyways, right?
Nah, it's like websites to delete all your tweets.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I want to talk about a couple of these tweets because they don't make any sense to me.
Let's do it.
None of them make sense. You're a serial tweeter that doesn't tweet good stuff. No, I'm joking.
Oh, damn.
what does this mean? One good selfie could turn your ex to your next. What does that even mean?
So you ain't never been on the gram and seen your girl, like ex-girl, post a badass selfie and you be like, shit, I got to send that text. Like, what's up?
Definitely.
Nigga, what? Yes, that can happen.
That definitely happens.
Well, we didn't know who the selfie was about.
It happens to me.
And it happens to me. For sure. So, I'm not even going to lie. I'll be like, damn, he looks good. Let me.
You know, it happens. It's human.
Not in money. She's back.
I was trying not to do that.
Do you know
today.
I cussed out BZ when I saw him? I was like, for you real? Know, you just
you started something. A whole,
exactly.
But okay, so you're saying is Instagram just a tool that's like the destruction of relationships as we know it?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
It is the destruction of just like wholesome love for somebody. Because you just
look,
like,
I'm going
you
down
see?
My timeline. Look what I run into.
I know you run into stocks promo.
You get, yeah,
why are you
cool.
on Instagram while we're interviewing somebody?
That's not him. That's
Shane.
I know. Why
attention.
Are you on Instagram?
That's not me. That's the
attention.
Team. The squad is working.
No, that's chance. Not what I'm saying. Anyway, talk about what you're saying
so,
about Instagram.
Instagram, yeah. Okay. So you could have the most beautiful girl in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just posted the cleanest selfie with her on Instagram. You just got 300 likes or more. You know what I'm saying? Do whatever you just did. And then you click the home button, refresh, and you see 17 batter bitches for no reason.
Batter or just bad bitches?
Batter, bad as, maybe a little less bad, just a lot
but,
of.
But still.
It's just accessible.
Still, yeah.
You know, it's just, it's over the top, too many. And then it makes it just so accessible because, you know, they're all thirsty most of the time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you just. Slide in the DMs. You used to not be able to slide in a DM. Now it's like your bitch acting up. Guess what? Slide in the DM. And you got a new girl like that. It's crazy.
But my problem with Instagram is that people can portray themselves as something that they are not. So most of, like, I've seen so many people on Instagram, I'll be like, damn, she's bomb, he's bomb, whatever. When I see them in person or I get to know, I see their personality, I'm like, you're actually really lame, but you just have the money to go buy whatever it is to make you look, you know.
Oh, so
up
you're
to
saying
par.
It in your pictures
also
to look, you know.
Instagram is like stopping people from loving themselves as well. Because,
like,
you know, like, because you used to have a way of self confidence about yourself before you got likes. You know what I'm saying? Like, people would be like, I'm worth this much anyway. But now it's like, if you don't get 100 likes on something, people are looking at you like, oh, you might not be cute. Or you're looking at yourself like, damn, what am I doing wrong?
Man, that's a shame.
And it really doesn't
even mean
anything.
And then you compare to people who are getting the likes.
Exactly. And the thing is, you could be comparing. They could be buying likes. You know, you thinking all type of shit about yourself that's bad, and it really doesn't even mean anything.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I like can like agree with that all the way. I do
well,
think
not
the,
with you, but there are people who we're not saying we think that because
I know that I'm just like a sexy piece of shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's a lot of people out there that
don't
feel
like
that
either.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of people whose self esteem have gotten crushed because of Instagram.
But you know, a long time ago, I saw someone post up like the rules of Instagram, right? If you're a dude, right? And
no
it's like,
rules.
Don't double tap on another girl's picture. Always comment because the comment doesn't come up in like the news section and stuff like that, right?
Oh,
and there's all these like rules of like screenshot,
I've never seen
save
this.
It for a second, bruh. Put in your photo safe. What
don't even
do?
Let me get started on how screenshots ruin the world.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about
screenshots
it.
Are cray.
Yo.
Ah!
You
I'm
can't
like
even
a queen
really
of
talk to
screenshots.
Anybody.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I take them too, for sure. But it's like, you can't even really talk to anybody. Like, people will screenshot everything, and you don't know who you're fucking with.
But it really teaches you a lesson, because my mom always
watch
told
your
me,
mouth.
Like, yeah, just watch what you text. Like, at the end of the day, it can all be tracked. Watch the pictures you take, all that shit. Like, at the end of the day.
Mom always said, like, don't
be verbal.
Ever put it in writing.
I
want
to talk
mean,
to you. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
But it's just, like, the modern thing of like, you know, even if it's a girl, like, say, you know, we're all in relationships, right?
No.
Oh. It's been a while, Monty.
Not in money.
She's back. That was just
not in money in full effect.
But okay, a large percentage of people in the room are. We'll just say that.
Right.
Have you ever double tapped a girl's picture, right? Just out of like, man, that's a dope picture. Not of like, damn, I want to, you know, put my fortune in her cookie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what?
I ain't putting my fortune in no cookie.
But you know what I'm saying? Have you ever double tapped and then you get the, why'd you like her picture?
I'm a double tap holic.
You're a double tap holic.
Are you serious? So your girl goes to the follow.
I'm not saying my girl. I'm not saying my girl, but there could be certain girls in the room or the vicinity.
There are some crazy, crazy bitches.
There are some people like that. You know what I'm saying? There might be. I don't know. I'm just talking. I'm talking about it.
Hey, if my girl was doing that, she's going to be doing that all damn day, and I don't have time for that shit.
So what do you mean you're a double tap holic? Do you fall for the thirst trap?
I like shit on Instagram. I just be on that shit.
Y'all just go down your timeline, double
tap. Women have to understand, men are going to look at the end of the day, and there's nothing wrong with liking.
But they know about it. Women know about it when they post.
You see that Instagram stuff. She mad about me liking a girl's picture, but I like you. You sitting right next to me.
Exactly. That's what you have to remember.
It don't even mean nothing.
That's what you have to remember.
They just need to get rid of it.
But then she's thinking like, oh, you like her picture, so she must like you too. Or you like her, and I'm sitting right here.
If you have a female that goes and gets angry about you liking another female's picture on Instagram, you need to get rid of her ASAP.
Uh-oh.
Drop her. Ow. Quick.
Talk about it.
It's too childish.
Oh.
It's way too childish. She's insecure. Ow. And you don't need anybody insecure. You need somebody with confidence and who knows you are for them. And a like on Instagram is not.
Exactly, because my girl needs to know that she fine as hell with or without an Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Because she just needs to know that off rip. And she shouldn't be worried about me liking another chick's picture.
That's what I'm saying. But women, though, I think there are some women, Monty, and maybe you can attest to this, that post pictures up deliberately because they know what they're doing, right?
Oh, yeah.
They know what they're putting in the
They're planning shit out.
Oh, yeah.
The thirst traps.
Here's the ish.
Thirst traps.
In this new era, men have put women with less class on a higher pedestal. Women with big asses, you know, women think that it's the it thing to go get ass shots and post it on the internet.
On the gram.
Women want to be strippers. And I'm not knocking strippers. I'm just saying it's like we've lost value of a true woman. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of the size of her ass, they feel like they need to do that because they feel like that's the only way to get a man's attention. Which there's a problem. So here we go with this whole cycle again.
But you know, it's funny because we are living in 2014, which I like to call the year of the booty. Because like everything's about
life.
Mm-hmm. Everything's about booty right now. You know, Jennifer Lopez, Iggy Azalea put up booty.
Nikki.
You got Nikki doing Anaconda, and she's like, she said, F them skinny bitches. F them skinny bitches.
Well, the thing is, all the rappers was going to get strippers, and all these strippers had these big asses. And then from there, now the women feel like, okay, well, if that's what we need to do, then that's what I'm going to do. And so now women don't even want to have class anymore because men are overlooking women with class because they're looking for women with their ass out.
See, what I don't understand is, like, you know, you like – because for me, like, a big ass is just a big ass, unless it looks nice being big.
It's like a nice curvature.
It's not even about the size.
If it's just a big ass, I mean, I'm not, the fuck am I going to do with that?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a big ass. It don't even look good.
But even if she has a big ass, she needs to have that shit covered up. Like, they think that they need to put it on the internet. They feel like they need to put it on the internet because they feel like that's the only way they're going to get attention. That's a problem.
You get some attention, but it's quick attention. It's a double
tap. It's wrong attention, exactly.
It's a double tap.
But that's not always true because there's a lot of guys of stature with money who are only getting women with fake titties and big booties.
But you know why?
With them out and shit. Like,
that's called straight pimping.
So listen, I asked Danny Green. I'm like, Danny, you know who Danny Green is?
Nope.
He's on the Spurs. He won the championship with the Spurs or whatever. And I asked him, I said, you know, how come women with class, you know, gets overlooked now? How come we don't get any attention? You know, he's like, well, you know, either way, Imani, women are going to come with bullshit. So do I want to get the hard to get girl with bullshit or do I want to get the easy girl with bullshit? Amen. Of course he's going to get the easy girl with bullshit. But to me, that's still just.
You're dealing with bullshit either way.
Yeah. All girls are crazy. Find the one that's least crazy and marry her.
To each his own. I mean.
Now, here's the thing. I don't want to knock any girl with plastic surgery because to me, I don't think plastic surgery is always like, let me get more attention. Some women do it. I still believe this for self confidence.
Yeah, like, that's fine.
I don't have big breasts, so I want to get breast implants to have big breasts, and now I feel better about myself.
I'm not cool with you doing it,
but don't post the picture on Instagram while the stitches still showing.
You said you wanted breast implants?
I did. I might still want them.
Yeah,
that's not but that doesn't mean that I want to post them on Instagram. You know, button my shirt down
with
and
the stitches.
Take pictures. You know, kind of.
Now, if you take just the cleavage shot, it's
a
little
much.
You
know how girls say, oh, working out. She got a picture of her boobs.
Yeah, she's working out. It's just this part.
Right. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's just extra.
You ain't
that's
even sweating, bitch.
About.
I
not
see
the
no
fact
way.
That they have plastic.
Let me ask you this. If your girl did that, though, if your girl put that on the gram, how you feeling?
Look, my girl don't do shit like that, so when she does shit like that, something's happening.
Exactly. Thank you, Moti.
Talk about it.
Keep
what do you
in
mean
check.
Something's happening? Talk about
she
it.
She doesn't normally do something like that. And then,
mean she's angry with you?
No, not really. You go through this girl's timeline, right? It's nothing about, you know, what we're talking about, like showing cleavage or whatever. And then just one day out of the blue, you know, a picture like that. It's like, the fuck are you doing? You know?
Yeah. You mean that it must have some sort of motive behind it.
Some sort of motive. Like
it has
maybe,
to be.
Yeah. I guess so.
Now, here's the thing. How do you feel, though, guys in the room, when another guy comments on a picture of your girl? How do you feel? Do you feel
it
complimented
depends.
Or do you feel mad a little bit?
It depends what the comment is.
The only time I'm only going to get mad is if he says something disrespectful to my woman. If he just likes her, that's fine.
What's disrespectful?
That's good.
Like,
that's a compliment.
Like what, that mouth do, though?
Yeah, like some shit like that. It's like, bro, watch your tongue. You
or even disrespectful
back.
To yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? But like,
fuck you, man.
They're like, ooh, damn, she hella fine. Like, yeah, you motherfucking right, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you sitting there commenting on Instagram, she's sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
Right, it's a compliment.
Yeah. Well, I know that's my mine. Girlfriend put up a picture one time, and a guy not only commented on it, he tagged another guy in it.
Oh.
And I got tight about it.
Oh.
I'm like,
why'd
yo,
you get tight?
How would you feel about that, Stocks?
Yo, I got tight about it.
They're trying to gangbang your girl on an Instagram post and shit, nigga. What's
like,
the
are
fuck?
Y'all all about the double tap at the same time?
I'm not going to lie. I can see how it can kind of get annoying, because my ex is training LeBron's son basketball, and now all of a sudden he has all these followers and all these groupies and stuff. And when I see it, it makes me want to unfollow, because I really just want to go off on all of them.
but you get tight about it.
You do.
Like, hey,
you do.
Hey, whoa. I planted a flag here. All right. I
was here first.
I was here first, yo. Hey.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it comes with the territory.
But talk about that. Like, it comes with the territory. You know, you're a very public person with your lady friend, Mr. Zilla, and you bring her out. You know what I'm saying?
She's cool. Yeah.
She's cool. She's the shit, right?
Yeah, she's awesome.
You bring her out. But do other people, when you're out doing your networking, do other people try to holler at said girl?
Oh, yeah, bro. So, okay, I got a story for you.
Tell it. Talk about it.
At fucking Chicken and Beer, an event that was going on out here, which was actually very awesome, by the way. Shout out to them. I was out there with her, and we actually were just sitting talking. I think we might have been talking to Mac Fame at the time.
Shout
it was
Mac
right
Fame.
Before he left, and we were talking to him. And this girl came up to me, and like as Rayleigh was talking to you know some other you know another chick ish, and the other girl came up to me and asked me like she was like, "Hey, is your girlfriend allowed to have a girlfriend on the side?"
Oh my
Wait.
Gosh!
Okay.
You know, like, really walked up on me and asked me, like, for her, like, for permission. Like, is she allowed to have a girlfriend on the side?
What
and, you
say?
Know, I'm not unfamiliar
to
this Brad's tongue.
Look at Brad's looking. He's like, what?
I'm trying to figure this out.
Like, in real life, like, I was looking like, I was like, that's up to her. I was like, I don't.
Whoa,
like,
okay, now we're in uncharted territory. But continue your story.
Yeah, but, I mean, the chick wasn't hot, though. So, I mean, like, maybe if she was hot, maybe I'd be like, oh, yeah, she could definitely have a girlfriend. But.
So you
so
okay
would that,
that
make her your girlfriend as well?
Yeah, by yeah, she okay. better know it.
She'd
too.
Be girlfriend by association.
Yeah, for sure.
But let me. But how would you feel about that? Like your girl has a girl,
bro,
and it's girl.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Boss.
Like to keep it like Play to keep up. It solid. Yeah, it feels good to keep it solid. My chick be pulling more bitches than I do. Like in reality, like no, like chicks her, love my yeah. girl. Like I don't know why, but they do. Like they be just
she
like
has
on
the
her.
Swag. Girls be on it. Y'all's friend try to get at me at Debonair.
Who's who?
Oh wait. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. I'm, talk
oh,
about it.
Yeah,
girls
yeah, yeah,
be
yeah,
with
yeah.
it for real. That's
yeah.
So
I mean, like I'm not against it. It's like you know, because it don't make me
but
feel any
you
less.
You wouldn't feel. Let me ask you this. Say you come home one day, right?
Right.
Your girl's there.
Right.
With another female.
Right.
Getting it on. You know what I'm saying?
Like with Marvin Gaye playing in the back and all type of shit. Like going hard.
Brad, stop punching the chair.
And that's what's happening.
Right.
And how do you feel? You walking in, you're like, whoa.
there's
somebody call my mama. You know what I'm saying?
There's two options. Either I'm going to be like, I don't feel like it right now and go sit down and write some raps. Or I'm walking in and I'm stripping. It's one of the two.
It's nothing, it, huh?
Yeah, it's not.
There's not a third option of just like sitting there, or a fourth option of being like, what's going on?
Why just sit there, though?
Why would I sit there, and why would I ask what's going on? I see what's going on.
But you'd be okay with it?
Why?
I wouldn't be okay with that. No way, no how.
What can this female do for my woman that I can't? She's not about to steal my woman from me. I'm not.
You don't know that.
You don't know that. They do.
Women know women. Women know better than.
That is true, but. I'm all right. I think I'd be okay. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, my god sister is a stud. I've seen her turn out plenty of women that thought they were straight. She turned them out real quick. And I'm like, how? Like, I said the same thing you say. And they're like, you would never believe it, Monty.
It's true.
It's kind of like, okay, y'all got it.
It's women true, know women better.
Hey, yeah. But if she going to turn my chick out, she got to turn me out too before she take her.
Shit. But I just, what about you, Motai? Would you be okay with that? Like a girl... With your girl having a girl on girl situation? Talk about it.
I wouldn't trip over it.
You know what I'm saying?
She was hot.
Exactly.
You know?
Okay, but let me ask you
okay,
this.
What if she's not hot? What if she's hot to her but not to you?
Then I might ask what's going on.
Yeah, what is going on here?
Why aren't you with an attractive woman?
Unattractive woman.
No, why aren't you with
her? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Then at that point, it might be bad.
Okay, but let's put this, wrong with you right let's now. Put this in current situations, right? Wiz Khalifa, obviously married to one of the most attractive women in the general public, right?
Yeah.
She might have no hair, but Amber Rose is a hot woman, right?
You know they're getting divorced, right?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Now, what happened was...
Goddamn.
He... How you get all the mess in that pants or whatever. Yeah. But what happened was, is he cheated on her with twins, which most people are like, hey, ow, right?
Ow.
But they were busted twins.
Oh.
The twins were busted.
Let you me have try. A picture?
I'm going to get a picture. But talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
Why do you cheat, first of all, Amber Rose, who I think we can say is an attractive woman?
She could be tripping.
Or you two. Just never
when
know.
You, when you say you busted, don't elaborate.
She might not be giving it to him.
Find the pictures.
I mean, but yeah, I'm for sure keeping Amber Rose over the busted twins, for sure.
Okay. Let me find
the
busted twins.
I don't even have to see the busted twins.
Talking about boobs?
Amber Rose is so bummed.
Huh?
Never mind. Show the picture.
I'm trying to find these twins.
Both damn pictures.
But I mean, like I said, it comes with the territory. She used to date a rapper. And she married another rapper, so she should kind of understand what comes with the territory. You know what I'm saying?
But that's
he
okay.
understood that you banged Kanye West and came to him.
Wait a minute.
Talk
so
about
who
it.
Said that the rappers have to be like that?
No, they don't have to be. I'm not one like that, but I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm going to tweet out the picture on Brad Gilmore Show on Twitter.
Yeah, they weren't necessary.
Damn, Wiz.
He could have skipped those.
Fucked up.
He could have skipped on it, right?
He could have skipped those.
But what do you mean it's the nature of the rap game? You think that's okay? He just had a baby with this woman
no,
and married her.
I mean,
he's
dropping her name in the song, saying, let's make another baby and stuff.
All right.
I mean, when
they're
you married,
so
though, that's kind of a different story.
Well, I mean,
because me, morally,
I'm
going to be probably a wild child until I put a ring on my finger. You feel me? Like,
uh-huh.
Just to me, like, I was taught, like, hey, you are not taken until there's a ring on your finger.
Yeah.
In real life. That's what I was taught. So, I mean, like, because he's married and just had a son and everything, and which he looks like he's being a good father to, I mean, he's kind of slipping with that a lot.
So, wait a minute. I have a question.
What's up?
You have to wait until you're married to technically settle down like that, how do you expect your female to just be okay with that?
Nope.
I don't expect my female to really be settling down either until there's a ring on her finger.
So you don't care if she talks to other guys?
It depends on how serious it gets at the time.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Everything starts somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, but if it's to the point where I'm seeing like, okay, yeah, I probably will marry her, then yeah, I'd get serious. You know, it's like an engagement process. But to me, like, as of right now, like, just dating, willy-nilly, everybody's fucking each other anyway. So it's kind of just like...
willy-nilly.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Thank you.
It is what it is.
You're saying, like, you're okay with an open relationship?
Yeah. It's kind of been the nature of, like, my relationships until I had a relationship for a while. Like, for about 4 years, I was single. Doing my own thing.
Yeah, but single and having an open relationship are two different things.
Long distance, like, relationships with people I had, like, you know, like little, like, loose ends, we could say.
loose ends.
Not loose ends, but loose ends.
But don't you have to be careful? Don't you have to be careful of the women of whom you're
fraternizing with.
Yeah, it's not like I'm just fucking random bitches after every show and shit. Like, yeah. I'm not doing wild shit like
that. We know what there's a lot out of. Even there's a lot of bops out here.
We talked about those on the project.
That's right. You know what? That's a perfect transition. Motai, we're going to hear some more music from Stockzilla. We're going to start off with Bop to the Top, produced by Bro Dini. And we'll be back with more Stocks here on the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
Bitch, get off me.
You gon' do my hair. You gon' fix my car.
Oh.
You gon' do my nails. I don't care who you are.
She gon' bop to the top. She gon' bop to the top. She gon' bop to the top. She gon' bop, bop. Bitch, get off me. Now we all know a bar. That's basically offering pussy. You catch her where it's hot. Always chasing out my pussy. Always want attention and she always seem to get it. On Twitter bopping on my niggas bop. Always want to mention. At a little house party in the burbs. She from the hood so she kinda should have mentioned. She always want to meet most stars, start dancing. Like Rodini on the beat, go ahead, throw the benson. Bop's gon' bop cause it's in a bop plan. To eat off all the damn things that she can't do. So she bop to the top till you cop her a drop. When she drop off the top, it's a new nigga, man, the vibe don't stop.
You gon' do my hair, you gon' fix my car. You gon' do my nails, I don't care who you are.
She gon' pop to the top, she gon' pop to the top. She gon' pop to the top, she gon' pop, she gon' pop.
He ain't really got no flow, but your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that dough, but your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone, but your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Cause your bitch love it. If you a bad bro, you can come and rock with Stockzilla. Oldest fan, H-Town, them my niggas. The Bun B, Hank say it, then you not Trilla. Cut the dude in the coupe, got a flat top too. Turn your boo bug to a bugaboo. They know us, they gotta ask about you. They know us, they gotta ask about you. You know half the night, long as your bitch love it. Switch the gold for the cold, got sick of it. They hate the rollie, but I swear that my wrists love it. When I stack mo' chains, I'ma need six of them. Boys hug on they gun, cause they sick of them. We just pull up, stunt, make a bitch on. Might even snatch one of them. She a little thick some. When you shine, this is what you get some. Get some, look fly in that. Hit me no lucky, then we fly you back. If she gon' pay attention, then you might have to buy your back. You dry hate, and I don't want no parts in that. You see this bitch, this bitch, it's just an artifact. I ain't stunning much, play a part in that. But if you ask me why I'm buying that, you should know my reply to that. It's cause your bitch love it, bitch love it.
Young nigga with the yabba, you don't want them problems. All my niggas getting money, we gon' get them Oscars. All my niggas blowing dope like we fucking rosters. Nigga, nigga, I promise you don't want them problems.
You don't want them problems.
I'm coming through and you ain't even know it though.
You ain't know it though.
Rolling with a foreign and she rolling smoke.
She rolling smoke.
I'm about to blow this money, get the bank.
Get the bank.
All my niggas trapping out the back of vans. Hold up, all my niggas trapping wearing vans. See me and y'all acting stands. You don't hear these stanzas that I'm flipping, ho.
Flipping, ho.
I flip a rap the same way that you 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 flip a rap.
And we're back on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Stockzilla, Ignorance out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Y'all getting a nice early preview of the whole thing on the show today.
Out.
But your bitch love it.
Only for Brad Gilmore.
Only for the Brad Gilmore Show. No
bet
one
your
else.
Bitch love me.
She might. She might. You never know.
You never know.
But Monty, you've been wanting to talk about something for the entire show. So yes. Talk about it.
Because it was like the highlight of my week. I thought it was so funny. Like Chris Brown, he's probably the funniest guy to me.
Okay.
So
okay.
Did you hear about the whole Adrian and Tamar incident?
No.
With Carucci and Chris Brown. Really,
no.
Brad?
No, didn't hear about it.
Are you serious?
Didn't hear about it.
So apparently, basically, have you heard of the show The Real?
Yes.
Okay, so Adrian and Tamar, they were discussing how Karrueche's friends, you would never be able to decipher if her friends were real because they reap the benefits off of Chris Brown. For instance, Chris Brown is an a-hole, right? Or he's messed up. He's fucked up a couple of times, right?
He's had some incidents in life.
He's had some incidents.
Had two rich girlfriends.
So most of the time, on average, a woman's friend's going to tell her, you better stop messing with him because yada, 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 yada. So what Adrian was basically saying was her friends are not going to tell her, stop messing with Chris Brown because they're reaping benefits off of Chris Brown.
Right.
So Chris Brown didn't like that. So he posts a picture of Adrian, and this is what he said. You old trout mouth ass bitch, you tried it. Won't you, the same bitch that was fucking with a married man, you also was keeping up with the Kardashians. You can't talk about relationship goals when you don't even have life goals. Ain't you a cheetah girl? Last time you was important, niggas was riding spinners and wearing tall tees. You the same bitch having threesomes like the rest of these hoes.
Ow.
You tried it too, Tamar Braxton. You take the role of the ugly sister. It's always the people with no career that talk all the shit. Oh. That plastic surgery fucked your face up. Bitch looked like she was always saying, huh? Face ass. He said, basic bitch problems. Thoughtianas. I don't even need a photo for Tamar. That bitch is beating every photo. And then he hashtagged, I can't make a broke bitch rich, but I don't fuck with... I mean, I can make a broke bitch rich, but I don't fuck with broke bitches.
Yes.
Right?
Shout out my nigga CB.
So he went off.
Breezy.
He went all the way off. Then he created a page called Trout Mouth Ass Bitch. And he posted naked pictures of Adrian because he's like, don't forget that you're the same girl who does yada, 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 yada. Yeah.
He had to show her you are a thought.
So I have those pictures for you. But my question is, because I heard them talking about it on The Breakfast Club, and I just thought it would be a good question to ask you. Whose side would you be on? Do you think that Adrian and Tamar were really wrong? Like, do you think that they said anything wrong to deserve
that? I don't think so.
Or do you agree with Chris, kind of like, you know, stay out of my business. Y'all want to put your foot in my pool, so here it is. Like, you want to talk about my business, don't be mad when I retaliate. That's just how.
Now, here's the thing. So I don't think that Tamar and Adrian, right, were incorrect. And they're on a show, right? Mm-hmm. They're supposed to give opinions to make people talk about it, right?
Right.
That's their job. Right. Now, Chris Brown, a public figure, many people have said a million things about this man. But I don't think that it was – I mean, he can react however he wants to react. What are we looking at? Oh, talk about it. He can react that way. That's fine. I don't think that they were necessarily in the wrong, though. So
right,
I'm kind of Switzerland in this. It's like he can react all he wants to. If someone goes on a show and talks about me,
but you have to pick
job,
a side. That was the thing.
You have to pick a side.
You can't.
They're talking about his woman. Talk about it.
I'm going to rock with Chris Brown.
You going to rock with Chris Brown? What about you, Moti?
Do you think Chris Brown was more on the right, Motizzle?
Do you think that? The ladies were.
I would rock with Chris Brown.
Rock with Breezy?
Rock with Breezy. I'm going to say that he shouldn't do stuff like that online because of all the other turmoil he's been through already. He should just be cool on a lot of shit. But
I think he doesn't care at this point. He's already been through it.
I mean, what can you really say to Chris Brown, though?
It hasn't already been said about him.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So they in his business. That's his main chick. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he's gonna settle down with Karrueche instead of Rihanna. You know what I'm saying?
You know they're saying she might be pregnant too.
I mean, shit. Well, that's what he said. He said, "Give me a baby." He posted something like that. Like, I want a baby from you. Like, that's his main chick. So you dabbling into his real world? Like, that's who he wants to marry. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's his real world shit. Like, don't fuck with that.
If someone on a show was like, you shouldn't be with your girl. You know, your girlfriend should leave you, Brad. You know, is what they're essentially saying, right? I'd be like, yeah, no. F that. Don't talk about that. You know what I'm saying? So, I wouldn't go to the extent of you trout mouth bitch.
That's
hilarious.
Pictures.
My thing is,
he's slightly overreacted.
He overreacted, but it was funny as hell.
But it was really great.
Because I could see if they really put his business out there. You know what I mean? They were just commenting on the fact that her friends reap the benefits from him. They were wrong because they're like, you don't even know her friends, you know.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, it's like, Chris, you took it elsewhere. Like, you went all the way left. It's like, you could have retaliated and you still could have came at him. But to, like, go in on him like that.
Yeah, online. It's just like, go holler at him. You know what I'm saying? Go talk to him.
It's kind of
boring. Yeah. I'm on Team Breezy, but yeah, you could do it a little differently.
Exactly.
We could do it a little differently.
That's the method. That's why shit gets blown out of proportion because of miscommunication like that.
Because
It could be some shit where it ain't even like that, and they could have just talked about it.
Right.
Talk about it.
But now she's a trout mouth ass bitch to the world.
Yeah, that's how everyone will remember. Oh, you mean Adrian? You mean trout Tatiana, mouth bitch? The trout mouth bitch. You know? I don't even know what that means, but it sounds funny.
That shit's hilarious.
That sounds great. Before we wrap things up, let's talk more about ignorance for a second.
Word.
If you had to take every song off of there except for one,
ooh,
you could only let one song on there for the people to hear, what song are you going with and why?
Ooh, hold on. I got to look at the track list. Can you give me some filler conversation or a drum roll?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but as you're looking that up, we also need to talk about you're running a very interesting program called Invest in Ignorance.
Right.
And we definitely got to talk about that.
That's Invest in Stocks.
It's Invest in Stocks, but for the project, it's Invest in Ignorance.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, so like how we're running it is you can download the project completely free tomorrow, and you can get it free download. It'll just have the basic 6 records. Or you can read into the list where it has investments. You know, you put in a certain number, like a donation or something of the sort.
Yeah.
Well, it is a donation. And depending on the number you put in, you get more back. So if you put in like $50, we'll send you sweatshirts and beanies, this and that. The next, you know, it's a list. I have it all listed out. So whatever you invest, you get more for it. So buy some shares and stocks and, you know, you're in the company. You feel
me? And where do you go to buy this stuff?
Investinstocks.com.
Investinstocks.com. You can invest in the Ignorance Project, Otis Fam, the whole thing. Because you also, you need those investments. You need those stockholders because you're going on a little Texas tour.
We are.
With the one in the hot boy.
The hot nigga.
The hot boy.
That boy Bobby Shmurda.
Bobby Shmurda. Talk about
Luna Face. Well, Luna Face hit me up and they said we want to do, you know, a Bobby Shmurda tour. So, you know, eventually I got enlisted. And we're doing Houston on November 23rd, Austin November 22nd at the Mohawk. Houston is at Warehouse Live, my bad. And the 21st, we're doing Dallas. But the venue for that is going to get announced a little bit later. But yeah, it's on the way. Everything's
I think
going
you're
out.
Playing at Ebola Stadium in Dallas, right?
Yeah, Ebola Stadium.
The 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Dallas, Austin, Houston.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All
right, awesome. And where can they get tickets for that? Investinstocks.com?
Awesome. I'll have the events on Investinstocks. Yeah, and then go to lunaface.com as well because he has the official ones for the Mohawk and Warehouse.
And Investinstocks.com is the only place you can download Ignorance tomorrow,
yes,
correct?
It is not so running through any blog sites or anything like that. Straight from the website, from me to the people.
From you to the people, what song is the song you would play if you had one opportunity to play one song to win over everybody in America? You got to play one record off Ignorance. What's the one you're going with?
Can it be a bonus record?
It can be whatever you want, as long as it's on there.
You know, shit, that's a very hard one. I like these all equally, actually. I'm probably going to say Money Make the World Go Round, 360.
Okay, Money Make the World Go Round, and why?
I said some of the realest shit on there. It's actually a bonus track, but I was just talking about more real stuff. You know, it was more rap-like. You know, I just said some stuff like my last verse on there. I was like, you know, my mom and pop and them voted for Obama and them. About a few years later, hit college then. Applicant, had a few schools that I wanted to attend. We was too broke to apply to them. I could get loans, but I ain't trying to spend 6 years trying to pay off what I wasn't trying to spend. And that's me talking about, like, you know, why I didn't go to college, you know. So it means a lot to me. I don't know. It's like, you know, it just has little pieces in there. It's real nostalgic to me. I like that record.
You know, I think it's topical right now, then we can wrap up. But did anyone in this room vote?
No, I didn't.
No. I voted.
Shout out to you.
You vote? No, he didn't vote either. Why not? Why didn't you vote? Bowtie?
Just didn't come up.
I'm just starting not to care.
Yeah, like it didn't even, it's not doing, I don't.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I don't care.
Did y'all vote for president?
Yeah.
I did.
Nope.
I did vote for president.
You voted for
and
president?
My vote didn't count.
What do you mean?
It was my first year voting, and they actually like called me back and said that my vote didn't count for some reason. I don't remember why, but they said it didn't go
through. Man, you would have been that one vote.
It didn't go through.
Well, you voted for Obama, though, right?
I'm not saying who I voted for.
Oh, well, I mean, I think you voted for Obama. Okay. I don't see you as a Mitt Romney guy.
That's stereotypical.
No, even if Obama was white, I don't see you as a Mitt Romney guy.
Nah, I'm not.
So, well, okay, but I think it's important to vote. I like to say on the show, it's very important to take part in the voting process.
Yeah, I think it's important. I just, you know.
It just didn't register to you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, nationals, yeah, for sure.
You don't care who runs your state?
Not necessarily. I'm not here all the time.
Okay. Whatever.
Player.
But you're mostly in America.
Yeah.
So you care about
America.
That.
I can fuck with America.
Would you vote for Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I would.
And why?
I would.
I actually was going to if she would have made it over Obama. That was my plan. I was rocking
with Hillary. Rooting for Hillary. She might run in 2016. She's looking like she's going to run.
Because, you know, I fuck with Bill.
I like Bill Clinton.
So she has
I like
experience.
Bill Clinton alive, yeah.
She has experience in the White House.
She was his backbone at the end of the day.
She know how to run that. You know, I think she'd do good.
So y'all will vote in the 2016 election?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm a proprietor of voting.
I mean, I vote if somebody deserves my vote.
Huh?
I vote if they deserve my vote. I'm not just going to go give somebody a vote if they didn't earn it. You get what I'm saying? Same way nobody's going to go download my fucking project if I ain't convince them to. I'm not going to vote.
Oh, you got
to
convince you to
vote. If I feel like both candidates suck, I'm not putting my vote in.
That's fair.
Well, there's more than two candidates, always.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, but we're talking about the main
two.
Can I be honest with y'all? What? So when I went to the voting station to vote, you know, last Tuesday, for a governor, you know, there was you know, Greg Abbott, Wendy Davis, blah, 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 blah.
Wendy.
And there was a section where you could write in a vote. Do you know how tempted I was to vote for myself for governor?
Oh,
you
my God.
I was so tempted to be like, I voted for me for governor, you know? I just want it somewhere on the history books because there's got
to
be a log of it somewhere.
Yeah, it has
to be. 2014. There's got to be a log of it somewhere.
Brad Gilmore.
I'm surprised you didn't do it.
0.00001% of the vote went to Bradley James Gilmore.
I'm very surprised you didn't do
it. Oh, it'd been so awesome. But anyway, investinstocks.com.
Yeah.
Investinstocks.com is the place you can invest in ignorance all different kinds of ways. Beanies, t-shirts, hoodies, crew necks,
all types.
Stickers.
Of shit.
Physical copies. Stickers.
Tickets to the tour.
Dick
Money
pics,
Texas tour.
The whole thing. The whole thing's out there. Talk
you
about it.
You said dick pics?
What?
Yeah. Yeah,
all right,
did.
Sucks. Well, we appreciate you rocking with us. Ignorance out tomorrow.
Yeah,
make sure you go to investinstocks.com. Investinstocks.com. Investinstocks.com.
With a Z on the end.
With a Z.
Yeah, holla. Major shout out to you, Brad Gilmore. I appreciate you bringing me out on your show again.
Duh, bitch. You got to bow down to greatness. All right, we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week. The Brad Gilmore Show expresses views and opinions that apply to Brad Gilmore and his guest alone. They do not reflect the views and opinions of Reality Wrestling 2011 or any other entity.